Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. Things being in their place. You don't have to be OCD to get a little perturbed sometimes when things aren't in the place that they're supposed to be or expected to be. And it doesn't have to be necessarily physical objects all the time either. It doesn't have to be pictures lying perfectly on the wall or silverware lined perfectly on the table. Sometimes things being where they shouldn't be can involve people, can involve spirits, ghosts, if you will. Should they really be there? Or are we the ones that are sometimes out of place to them? We're the ones that are the annoyance. We are the ones that are invading the space of something else that's been there for much longer than we have been. Something to think about if you ever have an interaction with a ghost and realize that this just feels out of place, but you're in a place that's not yours either. Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP, bonus episode number 326. Couple desperately wants to call their new house home, but something dark and supernatural wants to tear them apart because he's already called it home. Also, something asking a spirit to stop scaring the living is all it takes to calm a haunting down in some cases. However, not in this one. It's not meant to be scary, but it is an example of, well, sometimes that doesn't work. And a little boy haunts a hotel room trying desperately to communicate with a teenage guest. Is his message ever heard clearly? Got some great stories for you today here on EPP bonus episode number 326 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When you have something paranormal happening to you and you want to share it with someone, not only is it therapeutic to do so and highly recommended, that's partly why our show exists, but, you know, talking to a close loved one, a friend, a family member, something like that, can also be extremely helpful because you just want to be believed. You want to be understood. You want to know that you are, in fact, of sound mind. But there's not always that opportunity there to share with someone else, especially if the things that you want to share really defy belief, defy experiences that most have had. Many people who very staunchly believe in ghosts and spirits have had an experience in their life that they can relate to when someone shares their story, however similar or non-similar it may be, they still understand that feeling of not being believed, of I don't know how I'm going to say this out loud. That's what goes on in our next story. A family, actually a man, begins his life in an apartment that is extremely haunted. Strange things happening left and right. Unexplainable things, sometimes very dark things. But it doesn't end when he moves out. It continues to follow him and his new wife and their child into a place they so desperately want to call home. Take a listen. I spent most of my life in and out of haunted houses and strange paranormal experiences. I have more accounts than I can share in a single email. When I was younger, I was babysat at a house in India. A woman haunted the house. I'd be sleeping when you would hear footsteps walk up the stairs. We'd leave the house for food and all the locked doors and windows would be wide open. I recall terrifying accounts that stay with me to this day. The first was I was skeptical about the haunting, mostly out of fear when I was using the bathroom. I was on the toilet when I saw the handle of the sink turning on its own slowly. But it seemed like when I noticed it, the other handle was turned in an almost rage. Then the door flung open. I had no idea what to do. So I just sat there as my aunt gave me an "I told you so" look. I remember being downstairs when I heard my cousin and sister screaming. I ran up the stairs to see clothes being flung around the room by nothing. The haunting, to my understanding, still goes on there, although at least I know it was daycare. My next really haunting experience would come when I got older. When I was about 20, my grandmother died, and my uncle had left the house. He moved to Georgia, so he asked me if I'd live there to keep the house up to keep. So I did, with my friend, and then eventually another friend. When we moved in, there was a foul odor. One I would come to associate with bad things. It smelled of death, and eventually, it went away. We thought maybe something had crawled under the exceedingly small porch and died like a snake or a rodent. Well, things went on, and we would hear strange sounds the first couple of days. We would have cabinets left open, but we were young. We just thought it was each other. Then the first major event happened. I was lying in the living room. My roommate and I, at the time, both slept on the couches. Although we had rooms mostly from the unease of the place, I was lying there about to fall asleep when I felt something push me to the couch. A weight could not get off me. I could not move them. I was seemingly punched in the face three times by nothing. It left three knuckle prints on my right cheek. I did not sleep the rest of that night and left to my parents' house to sleep. My mom noticed that I was shaken up, but did not ask until I woke up what was going on. More things continued to happen after a friend had his ear growled in. We would hear yelling in the house by no one. I couldn't shower without the TV on because I would hear conversations in my living room that I could not quite make out, though no one was home. I didn't sleep in my room because it felt as though you were never alone, and my feeling was only confirmed when I invited a third person in. He was down on his luck and needed a place to stay, so I offered him my room to him and said I'd sleep on the couch. Came out one night asking if he could sleep out in the living room too, and I asked him why. He said he felt like something was watching me, and something was petting my head and stroking my hair. He went on to have another experience in the house that scared him into eventually leaving. He was in the bathroom where we had an old school towel hanger on the drapes over the top of that door. It can be moved, but not all that easily. Well, he was using the toilet when the towel rack started flying back and forth across the door, and the towel sprang up into the air onto his head. When he peeked out from under the towel, the hanger continued to slide back and forth across the door. He came out freaking out and asked if we were messing with him. We didn't even know what was happening. People would hear guitars being strung. The thing would fall over and break without being touched. We had to have three sets of house keys because they would constantly be moved and hidden in places no one had been in, like under beds that did not sleep in the refrigerator or storage cabinets. They would disappear. And then, under the couch cushions that had been checked when several things went missing, several apparitions had been seen on the property, I saw a man who liked to stand in my room and out by the bait in the yard. The one that spooks me the most was, I was home alone and I walked past my roommate's room, which was near the kitchen. I walked past and saw a woman with dark black hair and dark clothes standing and looking away. I walked past and then stopped, looked back, and no one was there. I was once waiting for a friend to come by. I went to take a shower. It was midway through when I heard what sounded like someone kick my door in, stomp the distinct three times, and shout my name. I jumped out of the shower to see the door closed, and no one was there. I called my firm to ask if anyone had come by, and he had not yet left his house. One of the final encounters that came to me was when I had a friend with some low-level ghost equipment come over, looking for EVPs. And one of those ghost tracker apps. Well, we decided to lock down the night and turn the lights out and call it out. It started out as you'd expect. We had the app on, and I said, oh my, there are ghosts, but the things coming through were not standard. We had things like enjoying your skin and the doors open and demon come through, which, I mean, we were laughing about. And then we moved to put the equipment in the center of the house. And as we were standing up and setting up, you heard a woman scream that we did not hear. It would cut to a voice that was not our repeating my name. We only found out after review later the worst thing was when we went to my room and sat there on my bed and started asking it to do something, anything to prove it was heard. My friend said, if you're real, open this door. Open it right now. That's when we heard what sounded like someone coming to the front door. And then again, like before, someone kicks my door open and stomped three times right up to the door. We were behind in my room. We ran out and nothing was there. There were a lot of other things and experiences. I tore my friendships down and put a lot of strain in my life. I'd eventually leave the state with my new girlfriend and move into my next haunted place. I did not search these places out. Something just appears to follow me wherever I go. Well, we moved to Reno, Nevada. And when we moved in, I smelt an awfully familiar smell that smelt of death. I did not know much about the paranormal still at this point. We cast it as a link or a leak in the sink that we saw, and maybe that was the cause. The smell went away, and we had our new loft to ourselves. Hints that it was pleasant at first, but there was an eerie feeling in the upstairs. We found out shortly after my wife was pregnant, and we made our loft into a dual nursery and bedroom for us. The upstairs bathroom was a small bedroom with a shower and toilet. Then outside the door, it had vanities. It was always reasonably hot, even though we had an AC unit right there in the room. Little things happened at first. Light bulbs near that bathroom always burnt out within a couple of weeks. But, you know, all can be explained away. We got a puppy and we were all about training it and having it around when the first really disturbing thing happened that caught both my and my wife's attention. I had my normal feelings of unease in the place and suspicion, but I tried to keep it from my pregnant wife. But I heard whispering coming from upstairs near the bathroom. And I asked my wife if she heard it. She was about to say, and that's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode from Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing and have access to all 326 bonus episodes, you can binge away on that probably till like Christmas, nonstop if you really wanted to. All you got to do is sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You can probably get to Easter. At least, if you signed up, it would take you at least that long to get through all those. Anyway, sign up ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Help keep us on the air. Enjoy all the great stories that we have for you. You get our advanced episodes. You get the exclusive EPP bonus episodes. You get our archive of episodes. You get our ebook, our audiobook. Lots of extras there for you. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to help keep our program on the air. Please check it out and help keep Real Ghost Stories Online alive.